David Plotz is editor. Before joining the magazine in 1996, Plotz was a senior editor and staff writer for the Washington City Paper. Plotz has written for the New York Times Magazine, Harper's, Rolling Stone, GQ, The New Republic, Twisted Tongue, and The Washington Post, among other publications. He is the author of The Genius. In 1936, the building was renovated. Now it's some nice lofts with, I think, a Crate and Barrel on the first floor. Washington Square Arch, of course, which is pretty prominent when Harry met Sally. That's the spot he drops her off when they first arrive in the city. Also, the Judson Memorial Church on the other side of the park, too. And there's the Century Club on West 43rd. Speaking of clubs, there's also the Atlantic Yacht Club in Brooklyn, too. And that was lost in the 1930s. Fire, I think. Outside of New York City, there's the Wardenclyffe Tower on Long Island. That was part of Nikola Tesla's design for a complex that was going to be able to broadcast wireless signals across the Atlantic. I mean, the tower itself is gone, but the main building should still be around. Ooh, and let's not forget Rosecliffe in Newport. That's one of the mansions that you can tour there. I think it's modeled after Versailles. The Blair Mansion in Silver Springs, Maryland. I think right now that's best known as a restaurant and a place where they hold murder mysteries. Williams College has one. There are a pair of buildings. No, wait, I think it's actually three buildings at UVA. There was also the Rotunda there, but that was twisted into a design closer to something Thomas Jefferson created, so... Yeah, further afield, there's the American Academy in Rome. Gorgeous location, looking over the Via Medici and the Borghese Gardens. Anyway, that's all I can think of right now.